This is Terry Mandel, D.O. dictating an attorney letter to Ken Hyder, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Hyder, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Curtis Coakley, please note the following medical letter. Curtis is C-U-R-T-I-S, Coakley, C-O-A-K-L-E-Y. On November 5th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 29-year-old male who is involved in an automobile accident on or about March 22nd, 2025, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did sustain injury in this accident, period. Airbags were deployed, period. Another vehicle crossed the yellow line, hitting the patient's vehicle in the driver's side, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. He was driving a 2015 Yukon SUV, period. The patient was hit by a Chevy SUV, period. The patient was jerked, period. He had pain in his low back, comma, neck, comma, and headaches, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still experiencing low back pain, period. New paragraph. In reference to the low back pain, it is a constant throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs, however, the left is greater than the right, period. It radiates halfway down the legs with tingling down his legs, period. He was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he was seen at Hendricks Hospital. He had x-rays, period. A couple of weeks later, he was seen at Compass Chiropractic. He was seen several times and had physical therapy as well as manipulation, period. He is following up with his family doctor, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows. Period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 50 pounds, comma, sitting over 1.5 hours, comma, standing over 30 minutes, comma, walking greater than a half mile, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, and hunting, period. New paragraph. Medications include 2 reflux medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, exercises, comma, and a back brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for reflux disease, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for ear surgery. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals 4 years ago he injured his back at work when he was a pedestrian and he was pinned between 2 work trucks, period. He injured his knees and his low back, period. He had physical therapy for a duration of 5 to 6 months. It healed without permanency, period. The patient has been essentially back free for the last, the patient has been essentially low back pain free for the last 3 years, period. The patient has not had other work injuries, period. The patient has not had prior automobile accidents of any kind, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a stock keeper full time, period. He was off work from March 24th, 2025 to May 26th, 2025, period. Due to the injuries from this accident, he did miss 2 months of work, and I totally agree that the patient was entirely unable to work from the time frame of March 24th. He was entirely unable to work from March 24th, 2025, to May 26th. 2025 period. The patient is presently working with pain, and he does require assistance at times, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room note, March 22nd, 2025, Hendricks Regional in Danville, states patient presents for evaluation after MVC period. Patient was a restrained driver of a vehicle that was struck by another SUV period. Their vehicle was struck on the driver's side period. He had upper back pain and stiffness period. Under review of systems, musculoskeletal, it was positive for back pain and negative for neck pain period. Under medical decision making, they state patient presents with upper back pain and stiffness after MVC period, chest x-ray clear period, likely strain and recommend supportive care and Tylenol as needed period, radiology reports, x-ray of the chest, no acute cardiopulmonary findings, ED diagnosis is upper back pain and motor vehicle collision, period. The patient was discharged, period. End of report. Also, upon review of records, new patient history, auto accident from Compass Chiropractic. Date of service, March 22nd, 2025. Chief complaint, neck and back pain. It started March 22nd, 2025. Severity is listed as severe. Note, March 24th, 2025, the patient is very severe at the moment, period. They obviously went on to treat him, period. End of report. I reviewed the medical bills from Compass Chiropractic, and I feel that they're all appropriate and reasonable. I reviewed the therapy that was given to him, and I found that all to be appropriate. Chiropractic note, March 9th, 2025, pain location, neck pain and low back pain. On examination, hypertonic muscles. They gave cervical, thoracic, and lumbar adjustments, period. Note, March 15th, 2025. Diagnosis, sprained ligaments of the lumbar spine, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical region, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the thoracic region, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the lumbar region, comma. Segmental and somatic dysfunction of the lumbar spine. I don't know if I said that or not. Segmental and somatic dysfunction of the pelvic region, comma. Sprained ligaments of the cervical spine, comma. Sprained ligaments of the thoracic spine, comma. Strain of the muscle, comma, fascia and tendon at the neck level, comma. Strain of muscles and tendons of the back wall of the thoracic, comma. Strain in muscle, fascia, and tendon in the lower back, period. Procedures, chiropractic, manipulative treatment, period. Chiropractic note, July 30th, 2025, states patient has gone back to work and is having just slight pain in his lower back, period. End of that report. Physical performance exam at Compass Chiropractic, May 15th, 2025. There's diminished documented decreased range of motion, particularly in the lumbar area as well as the cervical area, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the above medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 22, 2025, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, lumbar strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, trauma, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, cervical and thoracic trauma, comma, sprain, comma, strain, comma, and pain improved, period. The above 2 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of March 22, 2025, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent impairment as a result of injuries to the lumbar region as caused by the automobile accident of March 22, 2025, period. By permanent, I mean that the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in the low back area for the remainder of his life, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the lumbar region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Over-the-counter pain medicine and anti-inflammatories will cost $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in his back will cost approximately $3,500, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. If not already completed, an MRI of the lumbar area at a cost of $2,500 would be warranted, period. Pending the results of the MRI, more treatment may also be indicated, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.